Dave and Dujanovic.
Hey, apparently I had a massive brain cramp just a few minutes ago, so I need to make a quick correction. Thanks to my friend Carol Makita, who's texting me. To remind me that the Utah Opera does not perform at Abravanel Hall. Hello. I know it's the symphony. So when we were talking about the possible project, the areas that could be affected by the Delta Center or the NHL and NBA and all that other stuff, I kept saying, Dave, the opera, the Abravanel Hall, and Carol chimed in and said that they perform at Capitol Theater. Deb, you're thinking of the symphony.
Symphony. Yeah, the symphony could be affected.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I just have those dork moments. So thank you all for your texts.
Our mind was in basketball and hockey, folks.
Well, no, I just mentally had my head in the space that the opera performs at Abravanel Hall, and I was wrong.
The trial of Chad Daybell. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
I think what Amy Cobabe heard in court yesterday was so... I mean, people maybe who know Chad Daybell would say it was just so weird. But I want to play just what we heard on Utah's Morning News this morning. And maybe those who knew him say this was really weird. Maybe others would say it was totally in his character. But I just thought, wow, that testimony, just that guy is weird.
Chad Daybell sat stoic and focused as two relatives of Tammy Daybell took the stand. He didn't move a muscle or look away once as they told of their relationship with Tammy and how they were shocked at Chad's reaction to her death. One cousin said she expected him to be more sad at the funeral, but instead he was talking bad about Tammy, saying things like she was hard to live with. Daybell was much more relaxed earlier in the day, casually scrolling through a laptop as an FBI agent testified. He walked through the locations of Chad, Lori Vallow Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, on the days when the two children were last seen. He said Cox was on Daybell's property several times the following days, exactly where the children's bodies were found. Reporting.
Remember, Daybell's accused of murdering J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan, and his wife, Tammy Daybell.
Amy Cobabe, live on the line from Boise. You're off out of court today. No court today, Amy?
No court today. There's a funeral here for a sheriff's deputy in Ada County. And so there's just not a lot of officers that can, go to court. And so it's not a bad day to be off, though. Yeah. I'm not complaining about not being in a murder trial.
Well, certainly. And I'm going to look it up, but I think that Ada County sheriff's deputy was shot in the line of duty. If I recall, I'll look that up while we're talking. So that's tragic. We'll get more information on that. But certainly they when they can't have law enforcement in court, they usually do have law enforcement in court. So talk about this odd behavior that you heard during testimony yesterday of Chad Daybell at his wife's funeral. I mean, to me that just says, you know what. It just sounded like he didn't even love his wife when he's saying stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really weird. So this was the cousin of Tammy Daybell that testified, you know, that she was really kind of shocked. Obviously, this is someone who loves her cousin. Said things at the funeral that really were surprising from Chad Daybell. She said that, you know, he said she was not easy to live with. She had depression. It was really hard. Things you wouldn't expect from, you know, a mourning husband in just days after his wife passed away tragically and unexpectedly. And she was on the stand crying multiple times. And then I look over and it's kind of a weird setup where Chad is sitting directly facing kind of across this courtroom, the jury, and has a really good view of the kind of the testimony spot there where people are asked questions. And he is just completely still staring her down. And his attorney, even at moments, is kind of like staring off on the looking at the ceiling, looking around the room. And Chad is very intensely holding still and looking at this cousin. So a very intense moment and really kind of sad to think about, you know, this poor family who lost this woman And that, you know, Chad was just not as sad as they expected in those moments, telling of his kind of mental state at that point.
Did you notice that when this witness, this cousin of Tammy, was giving her testimony, was she unnerved at all by this intense stare that was coming from Daybell?
No, I really don't think she was. She really was paying close attention to the prosecution, to the state, and those questions, because this prosecutor is very friendly, very good at kind of trying to make her feel comfortable, even taking his time to let her kind of cry and be emotional on the stand. And she was pretty focused as well on that and on giving her story, glanced at the judge a few times, but it was almost like she was trying to avoid looking at Chad.
Any new witnesses starting tomorrow then, Amy, when court resumes?
Yes. So we understand that there'll be two lay witnesses. So thinking maybe family, coming again to kind of give, you know, a character witness kind of things on maybe more on Chad's reaction to Tammy's death. And then we understand one expert witness will be called on Wednesday. So not sure who that is. The other kind of expert that was called on Monday was this FBI agent. And he talked about very clearly that now Alex Cox, Lori's brother, was on the Daybell property the day after JJ was last seen, the day after Tylee was last seen, and that was unusual for him using his cell phone kind of tracking data. But he was there on those days. So it could be another expert witness that gives us a clue into, you know, what were these three people doing on those days where all these three people died.
Amy Kobe, thank you for joining us, KSL News radio reporter that is at the trial right now and has been giving us updates throughout. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, I'm sure the trial is going to continue for quite some time. I think at one point we thought it would be 8 weeks or more. I've lost count of what week we're in right now, but certainly as testimony continues, we'll have our team of reporters and producers checking in on the trial.
It will be very interesting for me to learn what role prosecutors think Alex Cox played in this, that that was Lori Vallow's brother-in-law, and he's since passed away, has died. So I don't know what role he played. And the fact that Chad Daybell is up for a capital murder, he faces the death penalty, to see how these three conspired or worked together to kill these children will be eye-opening.
You heard at the beginning of Amy's live report there from Boise at the trial of Chad Daybell that they were given the day off of trial today because of a funeral of a sheriff's deputy shot and killed during a traffic stop just a few nights ago. The Ada County sheriff's deputy, Tobin Bolter. Female deputy, female deputy who was shot in the line of duty. At any rate, Deputy Bolter transported to the hospital, passed away of gunshot wounds after pulling over a 65-year-old male suspect on a misdemeanor warrant.